Hello and welcome to the Camping Crew Podcast with Chris and Aaron.
Hi everybody and welcome back to the Camping Crew Podcast, episode 160. I'm Aaron Birchall.
And it's me, Chris Byrne. You must be well relaxed, Aaron, after your holidays.
I'm well relaxed, but I've been rehearsing because I'd forgotten the script.
Let's see how you do. Go on, go for it.
As you know, this is meant to be a fun podcast and we're just enthusiasts. And what we discuss on the podcast are just our own personal views. Although we do look into things that you ask us to look into.
If you'd like to support the podcast and if you can afford to, you can buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com/thecampingcrew. I want to say a very big thank you to Romeo for his donation there recently. And also a big thank you to Liam and to Declan Raythorn as well. So look, we really appreciate all the donations there. And if you'd like to donate, please do. It's totally optional, of course. And everything goes back into the podcast to help us keep it running.
There's a certain shopping centre says every little helps. Anyway, on France, yes, had a good break. We were there for a bit of a heat wave, 43 to 44 for 3 days in a row. And I'll be honest, Chris, I'm glad we weren't on a campsite. We were actually in Deirdre's brother's holiday home, which had a pool and a lot of cool rooms. So Charlie was fine. I think if we were on a campsite that week, it would have been a different story for Charlie, I have to be honest. I'd never go back to France again in July. We normally go in June. I would never do it in July because July and August is the French holiday season. So the campsites were packed. The beaches, there's no dogs allowed 24/7 for July and August on Ile de Ré. And it was just too many people. There really was. We normally head off the 8th or 11th of June. And I think we'll do that again. We'll stay home next year, please God. And then the following year, we look at France again, but it'll be early June.
And some people just love the heat. I'm not one of those people at all, being the fair skin, but some people love the heat and it's probably they just relish that now. But I just find myself sitting indoors all day waiting for the evening to cool down so I can get out and see some things like, you know.
I think 28 degrees to me is a heat wave. And we were in 34 to 36 normal and then the 3 days of 42, 43 and 44.
That must be mental.
It was crazy.
You had the fan fitted. I'm sure that obviously helped you a little bit, did it?
Not only did I have the fan fitted, but I am now under strict instructions to order for the other skylight a Dometic air conditioning unit. So that's next on the list. Mm-hmm. It did help, and I'll tell you how it helped. When you have it extracting air from the van, I cracked open the bedroom window. Well, we had them open full. You could feel the breeze coming in because it was sucking it out. So, yes, the fan helped. I'd hate to have not had it, but it's no air conditioning unit. And I am going to order one in the next couple of weeks and have it fitted for what's left of the summer.
We have more to do with the heating and cooling though later on the podcast. So watch this space. So we have a bit of an announcement, Aaron, as part of our new section. We're hoping to obviously mention this a couple of weeks ago, but due to the break and stuff, we weren't organised. I think we're organised now, Aaron.
I think we're ready to roll now. As you know, back in April of this year, we had another Charlie and Me Camping Crew podcast meetup in Tree Grove, which was such a success. A lot of people were on a waiting list. And I'm going to say, I think there was about 30 people on a waiting list. So it was suggested that we have another one by the end of year. Myself and Chris got together, figured out dates, and we have teamed up with Banno Bay for the 2nd to the 4th of September.
Yeah, Banno Bay is a lovely air-style campsite down in Wexford, right along the coast there. They've got some of their own private beaches and that, and we'll share out some information about the campsite. I suppose the good thing about Banno Bay now is they're kind of opened up the types of vehicles they can take. You know, they have lots of space there as well, so nobody will get turned away, we've been promised that on this occasion as well. And they can even take people with tents as long as you don't mind being standalone, because they don't have the full shower and service blocks that a fully fledged campsite would have. They do have like a single toilet, a unisex toilet for sharing, but really if you are coming in a tent, you would want to be bringing your own loo with you just for night times and busy periods. You don't want to be joining a big queue to the loo.
Yeah, and if you're one of these that has a camping shower, if you wanted to bring one of them, or if you're just a dirty camper and you don't shower for the weekend and you don't care, but there is one toilet, it's unisex. So tents are allowed, caravans are allowed, motorhomes and campervans are allowed. There are 14 pitches with electricity, and it's first come, first serve if you want electricity. And then there's about, I'm going to say there's 50 other pitches. And the pitches are plenty big if you want to put your awning out, that you're not going to be infringing on anybody else's pitch. They are a fine size pitch. So to book it, you've got to go on to bannowbay.ie. That's bannowbay.ie. And it's the 2nd to the 4th of September. So that's Friday the 2nd, Saturday the 3rd, and home on Sunday the 4th of this year. That's September of this year. We're really, really looking forward to it. We'll have a bit of entertainment on the Saturday night. There is a big hall. I'm calling it a hall. I think they either call it the cow shed or the, it's something to do with cows.
Yeah, the cow shed.
That they have built, and there's a pool table and table tennis, and if it rains, it's somewhere for us to congregate. So, bannowbay.ie, the 2nd to the 4th of September. It's the Charlie and Me Camping Crew Podcast Meetup 3, 2022.
Yeah, and if you are booking a tent, Bernie there just recommends that you just get in touch with her via Facebook Messenger. If you want to see some of the campsites, the campsite facilities and photographs of other people down there, have a look at their Facebook page as well, Bannowbay Seaside Farm Motorhome Parking. If you search for that on Facebook, you can follow along. But it's a fantastic location. We've stayed down there before now, and we're made very welcome. And it's got loads of space and three separate kind of beaches that you can take advantage of as well.
We have videos up on our YouTube channel, Charlie and Me, our camping vlog of Bannowbay, the first visit, and of Bannowbay, the revisit. So look, we're looking forward to it. Please, if you can make it, now is the time to get your booking in, the 2nd to the 4th of September, and it's bannowbay.ie. And we will remind you in the next couple of podcasts as we make our way towards September 2nd to 4th.
Yeah. And in probably a day or two's time, I would say maybe on Friday, we're going to start pushing it out through a lot of the social medias. So we want to give the opportunity to people who listen to the Charlie and Me videos and the podcast videos and podcast audio a chance to get in and book a pitch. But look, we've been assured that there won't be any, there'll be space for anyone who wants to come.
Well, hopefully there won't be. Hopefully 150 people will book and she'll just say, ah, come on, lads, you're taking the mickey. But yeah, you know, there is plenty of space. It is a beautiful place. So please do. You guys are getting the first, and a little bit later on, possibly I might leave it till Friday, actually, after the video, and I'll throw it up on our YouTube video as well, just saying, hey, guys, here it is. So podcasters, you've got first dibs on this. Bannowbay.ie, 2nd to 4th of September. And speaking of airs, isn't it great to see Dixfield in Ardmore is open again?
It was fantastic. It was such a shame that an amazing facility like Dixfield, that everybody loves now for the most part, back opened again and got all the issues were sorted out. We've been keeping you up to date as to how it went, how it was going. And you know, there was loads of people saying, when is Dixfield going to open? All the talk online. So it's great. We actually were down there last weekend. We met up with Ross and the gang. And a great weekend. The weather was a bit mixed, but sure, look, we made the most of it. And, you know, the kids were up the town in the sweet shop and up in the playground. And the farmer's market was on Sunday. It was like we were... It was never just like away. A couple of weeks since we were away as well. So, look, it's great to see them open, and we wish Dick all the best for the season.
I dropped the Heimer down today because we're going to head down there this weekend, which was not on the cards for this weekend at all, because as you say, Ross from the camping crew is there and you're going to try and make it down. And I think Tony might be there, so we could have a bit of a reunion. But when I went down this morning, I got there about 9:30 and Ross and the girls were heading in for a swim into the sea. I mean, it's not France, for God's sake. It was like 19 degrees and the guys were all togged out. We're not talking wetsuits. We're talking togs here. And they were heading for the sea at 9:30. So I think some of the crew need to talk to people in white coats.
You're a lightweight. But anyway, look, we might bump into any of you down there. If you're around over the weekend, come over and say hello to us.
And again, speaking of airs, you've got a story about councils urging other councils to replicate the success of Cove.
Yeah, so we spotted a story there online. It was back in July, because, you know, it's been kind of 3 weeks now since our last recording. But there was a story shared by Echo Alive, ecolive.ie, and the title of that is Council Urged to Replicate the Success of Co-Motorhome Parking Across the County. So back in July, concerns were raised at a recent council meeting about the impact of motorhomes parking overnight at beaches in the county. I've seen a lot of different negative reports about, you know, campers parked up on the beaches. But Cork County Council are being urged now to replicate what they've done at the Five Foot in Cove, where they've got 30 bays berths for motorhomers there. So it looks like there's a bit of activity there. If anyone wants to check out that story there, you can look up ecolive.ie and some of the reports from that recent council meeting. But, you know, I think that Cove Air, if that was replicated across the whole county, council just put a bit of, you know, wasteland. It doesn't have to be in the prime location, just like within walking distance to the town. I think they will be getting people, more and more campers visiting their villages and towns across Ireland.
Yeah, if they did it now, they'd be sorry they didn't do it at the beginning of the pandemic when they had time to do all the work and reap the rewards by now. And another one, of course, camper van code of conduct to be introduced in Kerry. Now, I found this a little bit hypocritical. A council demanding that we have a code of conduct and yet not giving us many facilities. Tell us about this one.
This is an article on RTE.ie I saw, and they said a code of conduct for camper vans and motorhomes to be introduced in County Kerry. It comes after councils raised the issue of a large number of vehicles being parked at Kenmare Pier. So again, kind of more negative press. So a meeting with Kenmare Municipal District in Killorglin heard that the local pier was chock-a-block with vans overnight and there's no camping park in the town. So the council is now set to follow the example of County Donegal and set up a code of conduct. So I think it's more to do with kind of random parking probably now than anything else. But look, if the facilities are there. And, you know, Aaron, I'm just thinking, not every town needs 30 pitches like Cove have.
Some
villages, you know, could be anything between 5 and 10 spaces would take a bit of pressure off the normal car parking spaces in around the town with some facilities there. Like, you know, some can be set up for free, some can be set up with charging, depending what facilities are offered. Like, you know, if you're offering facilities, you know, people are happy to pay. Most people are anyway.
Yeah, I think so. So we'll keep you updated with all of these stories. And again, if you come across stories like this, especially if they're positive, please get in touch because we need your content.
Yeah, and we mentioned this before, but the down in the Dingle area, that ring that you can do there as part of the Wild Atlantic Way, they're actually set that up there for camper vans and large vehicles to go around it clockwise.
Mm-hmm.
And we've spoken, asked people to do that before in the past, but I think they're kind of enforcing that this summer for campers. So pay that in mind if you're heading down around Dingle and going out around Slayhead and Dunqueen and that area, to drive clockwise so everyone's travelling in the same direction and it doesn't clog up the roads because they are pretty narrow.
I think their signposts gone up for that, or at least in the process of going up for that. But yeah, bear it in mind if you're down around that way. And again, we've the bigger vehicles, be mindful of smaller vehicles. If you can give way, do, especially if it's local traffic, because it gives us a little bit of kudos.
Bit of online chatter there. Brian, who we spoke about recently, Brian has an Instagram channel called Heimerlife_travel. He tagged us on a post recently about some new UK trespass laws. Now, I'll put my hand up, Aaron. I hadn't heard anything about this.
Mm-hmm.
I did a bit of looking to see if I could find out any additional information. Certainly the link that Brian provided, it is a valid link and it looks like there is some laws, but I haven't heard anybody talking about it, so maybe it's just not being enforced at the moment. But look, I'll read out Brian's message there and you can check that out on Heimerlife_travel. So it says the UK government passed new trespass laws in 2022, which effectively means the police have the powers to fine you, arrest you and confiscate your van. If a local complains about you parked up overnight while camping, etc., this could get you into trouble. Trespassers set up camp illegally on other people's land or in local communities could face up to 3 months in prison from Tuesday the 28th of June as a new criminal offence becomes law. Read, and he gives a link. The link is on gov.uk. And if you just do a search for new police powers to crack down on unauthorised encampments comes into force. But that's on gov.co.uk site. So look, just a word of warning. It says it's not something that had popped up on my radar and that, but you know, it's up on the website now, so they might start enforcing it. If you know any more about it or have been affected, you might let us know.
Yeah, please do get in touch. I did a little search today and again didn't come up with anything, but we appreciate if you tag us on anything on Instagram or on Twitter, like Heimerlife_travel did, and we'll bring it to your attention then as well. Right, listeners, messages, follow-ups and shout-outs. Dee from Renee Reynolds was on. And other travellers were all talking about this on Instagram, talking about the Irish Military Museum, which we mentioned a couple of weeks ago. And they said it's a great spot to park up on a rainy day. So thank you for that.
Yeah, we were asking people for advice recently on rainy day campsites. If you want to suggest any more to us that we haven't mentioned, please do go for it and give us your suggestions, and particularly for families and stuff.
Another follow-up. Do you remember Gary was on Read a Broken Shower Tray, and he sent us photographs that it was bad. It was a shower tray that had two exits, two drains, but one of them was really bad, and you guys were great at giving us suggestions. Well, he came back on to say, hello lads, welcome back from your break. Thanks very much, Gary. A quick update. I got a fiberglass repair kit from a company in Dublin and I repaired the damage myself. It's not the prettiest, but it is very strong. I had to repair the second plug hole as well at the same time because it was quite worn. We found that the drainage wasn't too good, so I purchased a 50-litre tank from Happy Turf Conversions. Thanks to you guys for the info on them. And I have it underneath the van and the depth of the pipe is going in and it's working a treat. Many thanks for all of your help and regards from Gary. So that's a good news story that because it was an ungodly sight and he did have his work cut out for. But you guys sent us in a lot. I think the option was he couldn't replace it because either he couldn't get it or he was going to have to take down the walls. Isn't that what it was?
He sent on a picture, so I might share that out as well. So look, we're delighted that you're sorted, Gary, and glad that the listeners could help out there.
And Meet the Millers were on to you on Instagram during the weeks.
Yeah, just sent a message there. We love getting messages like this as well. As, hi, guys. Just to say we're loving the podcast. We're just ending our 10-day tour, mostly the east and south, and saw a sticker at the fabulous Portumna. We did laugh when we heard some of your recent recommendations because we stayed at the incredible getaway and desert campsite and in Wexford, all the places we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. Have met the kindest people on our trip, especially after a scary tire blowout on the M25. I hope everything went well there. Oh. We had a top stay at Hook Lighthouse and we're doing the podcast backwards at the moment. So take care. And that's from Norma Miller sent that in from Meet the Millers.
Peter Cody was on and he's looking for help re-bad sailing. Now I can answer this. He goes on to say, Chris, can you ask your listeners, what do they do when someone is nervous about getting the ferry to France? We had a bad sailing on a fast ferry from Holyhead and now herself thinks all sailings will be like that. I hate the fast sailings. I did the Holyhead fast sailing and I was as sick as a dog. Those yokes remind me, and this is a stupid statement, but they remind me of plush velvet. I cannot touch plush velvet without throwing up. And that's what that reminds me of. Peter, all I'd say to you is we did Rosslare to France, 18 hours, and it was fantastic. And we did France to Rosslare, 18 hours, and it was fantastic. I honestly think those fast ferries, they're like catamarans. They seem to just whisk above the water.
And glide along it, yeah.
It's a horrible sensation. So I would say to herself, don't treat that. It's like if you go to a restaurant, you have a bad meal. You'll never eat out again. No. Get on the ferry. Just avoid that Holyhead one and get the slow ferry across. It might take an hour and a half longer.
You know, it's often when people's first experience.
Yeah.
It don't turn out to be ideal. Like we've been camping with a few people before over the years and in tents and that, and you know they've had bad experience in the first camping, yeah, and they've never come camping with us again. It was just, yes, we're just unlucky with some bad weather, yeah, and the way kind of tents were erected and that, you know. So it's such a pity. Look, we say give it another go. The weather is a bit of a lottery, so I would say yeah, take the slower ferries. Yeah. They tend to be kind of sturdier.
The slow, heavy ones, yeah.
They have stabilizers built into them as well. Like all boats will rock, but these will be less so. And I say stay near the middle of the boat, they say, is the best area as well for
or get low.
Locking stuff.
Like, I found as soon as we got on, we were rough sailing out of Rosslare, so I just lay down. Get as low as you can, so I just lay down. And I got to be honest now, the weather is a big thing, so we had smooth sailings all the way. But just if you do feel it, just get down low, lie down, get horizontal as quick as you can, and seemingly things will be a lot better. But definitely, better half of Peter Cody, you've got to try it again. Please don't.
Yeah, stick with it.
Yeah, because the memories you're going to make from foreign travel are going to be fantastic. Right, I want to say thanks to Darren. Darren tweeted us and emailed us some pictures of the Kite Festival in Achill. And he actually said at the end of email, hey, Aaron, if you hurry up, you could get down here. But we came home from France on the Wednesday and myself and Charlie got straight back to work Thursday and Friday. And we did a revisit video, which will come up in a couple of weeks, of the Lakeside Holiday Park down in Mount Shannon. And then this email came in. And if I had known, I would have went to Achill because we're due another trip to Achill. And I haven't flown a kite in 2 years and they're still in the camper. So yeah, but thanks, Darren, you sent some fabulous pictures and I missed out on it. Thanks for rubbing me face in it, but yeah, thanks for getting in touch.
So we said we'd have a little talk about some of the campsite stopovers that have come in from some of the listeners, and you have a report from Romeo.
Yeah, Romeo is on campsitereview.com. We have a forum there, it's free and it always will be, and the heading was "Not all sites are fantastic in France." Romeo went on to say that my French is brutal, right? So bear with me. St. George's the Dionne, it's in something like Bois-Séal. Excellent site adjacent to the beach, excellent sanitary facilities and very nice staff. The pool area, very good and clean. On-site restaurant was poor. Good facilities, but food quality not great. There was an area for black water disposal, but none for grey water, which was very strange. You have to go off site with a member of staff to dispose of your grey water. The sites were quite large and divided by hedges. So just another little quick update from campsitereview.com. We found one site, and it'll be coming up very soon, that was very similar. Fantastic site, but nowhere to dump your grey water. And it was a Le Castel site, which you pay for those sites, and they really are 4 and 5 star, but nowhere to dump. No, not even, where do I dump my grey water? Do I find a shore? Oh no, your toilet goes there, fresh water there. And I went, grey water? No, what's the question like? I went, where do I put my grey water?
Empty your grey water into your black water.
put the toilet, empty it, go empty it. It was crazy. I couldn't understand. And they knew what I was saying. And they just said, no, you just dispose of.
Find the drain somewhere yourself.
We waited till we went to the next campsite and we disposed of it there. So just to show that, you know.
Very strange.
We spoke about Charlie and me heading off on Thursday. This Friday's video is Streamstown Caravan and Camping Park, Ross Gray, County Tipperary, where we went for a night. I was there 23 years ago and haven't been there since, and it has not changed. But it's a good video review, so check it out this Friday, youtube.com/Charlie and Me Air Camping Vlog. And then the next 4 Fridays are our Tour de France 2022 of the 4 campsites that we stayed in France over the last 3 weeks while we were on holidays. But this Friday, Streamstown Caravan and Camping Park, Ross Gray, County Tip, 9 a.m.
We spoke about the weather and the heat and all that, Aaron. Mm-hmm. I put a bit of a list together. I love a list myself. I put a bit of a list together. How many of those did I get right, would you say? We'll have a quick run through. Just tips about keeping cool in your van or your tent or your caravan on hot days.
Yeah, because you guys had a great week. It wasn't one of the weeks while we were away, you literally had a heat wave.
Well,
I found, right, we'll start off with the first one, and it's simple. Water, 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 hydrate. Definitely keep yourself hydrated. It's the best thing you can do.
Yeah, and look, bags of ice, just buy loads of bags of ice and put them in your drinks and keep cool. What we do is we get ice cubes and we put them into the dog's water to keep the dog's water cool, but put them into your fridge, it'll help keep your cooler box, you know, cold drinks. And if you have bags of ice in a decent cooler box, they'll stay frozen for ages
for a long time. Head out to the sea or a swimming pool or
maybe
a cool
that's
shower.
What Ross and the guys were doing so today, Aaron. They were keeping
it was
cool.
19 degrees and it was 9:30 in the morning. They just need to talk to somebody with white coats. Yeah, so a sea swim, cold shower, just to stay cool, or if there's a pool on site. I did find in the 40 degrees, the pool did nothing for me. I've got to be honest. I stayed out
the
of it.
The pool was probably hotter, was it? If it wasn't.
Yeah, it was 32 degrees at one stage. And that's like a warm shower. So I actually spent most of the time in Deirdre's brother's house sitting in the shade with Charlie in one of the cool rooms. But yes, sea swim, cold shower, or if there's a swimming pool on site, if you happen to be in a foreign country, that's another thing you can do.
If you can park your motorhome somewhere in the shade, or your campervan somewhere in the shade, you're going to prevent from getting heated up. And we have our insulation screens. We just leave them down. Ours are on the outside as well, which prevent a good bit of heat from building up in the cabin part of the van. So certainly a shade and having the screens down are definitely worth considering.
When we were booking into certain campsites, Deirdre would walk ahead, find the pitch, and get me to park the van in such a way that the van was even causing a shadow, so we could throw out the awning and the sun was mostly behind us during the day. But we were there, we're more for the heat than the sunshine. So that's definitely another thing. Look at your pitch, see what way the sun is going to be. And if you want it only on you in the evenings when it's cooler, park your van that way. And we did find this year, keeping all of the blinds closed and the windscreen cover blind up, the van was lovely and cool, even in the 40 degree heat.
Okay, and you mentioned it earlier as well, you had all your windows and doors open, so just for creating a draft.
For the first time ever, and I'm camping 25 years, on Ile de Ray, I slept with the camper door open. Now, we have a fly screen on the door, but for my first time ever, I slept for the whole night, all the windows open, the max fan was exhaling, sucking the air out, all the skylights in the bathroom was open, the skylight over the bedroom was open, and my door was open, totally open with just a fly screen. And I've never done that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even afraid. You know, I thought, but what if somebody breaks in? Okay, I got this vicious brown dog at the end of my bed. But it was just fabulous. And that max fan did create a bit of a breeze. So yeah, ventilation. Once you have your screens down and your windows open, a little bit of cool air will get in. On the dog thing we found with Charlie, we did, you know the way you use the gun to shut your dogs up with the water pistol?
Yeah, a water gun, by the way, guys, not a real one.
Oh, not a real gun, a water pistol. I got a spray bottle, and when Charlie wasn't looking, I would spray him. And he just thought it was raining and he didn't mind. But if he saw you spraying, he just walked away. So that kept him cool as well. We kept a little spray bottle of water, about half a litre, and we just kept topping it up. And that kept him cool as well as the cooling mat inside the van.
Yeah, the cooling mats are great. You can get kind of towel versions of those mm-hmm. as well. So look, there are a few tips that we've had. If you want to share any with us, we'd love to hear any of your tips and tricks for keeping cool on the hot days and the hot nights in the van.
And please God, this weekend is supposed to be good. Hopefully August and a little bit of September, the weather will stay good for us and we'll have a little bit more heat. And if you are heading off foreign, please do just water. Definitely stay hydrated and keep the pets hydrated as well if you can. I'm going to do a video, by the way, over the next couple of weeks of what it takes to get your dog on board, right down to, I'm hoping the local vet will do an interview with me to talk about the shots that your dog will need before you leave Ireland, and also to talk about the shots you need before you come back into Ireland, and all about his passport and stuff, just while we were talking about keeping dogs cool. That video will come up in the next couple of weeks. Okay, let's finish up with camp life. Now, I got to be honest, this is common sense, but some campers wouldn't think of it.
Yeah, we mentioned code of conduct earlier. This is part of our own code of conduct, but I'm sad to say I've seen a lot of reports online recently about people, you know, on campsites and wild camping and mm-hmm. not just tents and motorhome, but please, people, give other campers some personal space. I've heard stories of people in parking spaces, nobody else around you. Yeah. One other camper, someone comes in and pulls up right next to another camper.
Right next to you. Or if you're on an air or a campsite, just because your van will fit in between the two of them doesn't mean it's a pitch. Give the people the little bit of space.
Yeah, I read a story about a family that were camping in a tent and in a big massive field on a campsite in Ireland. And another family came in with a bunch of kids and all the space they had, they went right over next to the other ones and practically had their door facing the other tent and proceeded to have kind of discos and everything kind of going on.
Would you say something? Would you draw it upon yourself if that was you pitched and then somebody came in and there was lots of room and they pitched right beside you?
I would if they were setting it up. I would mention it. If they're set up and everything is done, I'd have to see who it was and how big they were as well.
Oh, yeah, there is that. But you're not the tallest man in the world. So, yeah, look, give other campers some personal space. Just because your van or your tent will fit in between the two other items, don't take the space. Go and find.
Besides everything, it's just good manners, you know.
Yeah. So, listen, guys, we've mentioned it. We need your content. We need your input for the show. We got quite a lot of it from you this time. We're back in 2 weeks' time, but we do love getting your messages, your ideas, campsite suggestions, reviews, talk about products or any news item that you reckon we could discuss on the podcast. Please do get in touch. Don't forget, we've still got stickers for your motorhome, your camper van, your caravan or your car. We need your name, your address and your postcode. But to do that, you need all of our contact details. And Chris will remember these because it's me that was off on holidays relaxing for 3 weeks, not him. So what are the contact details?
Well, I have them all written down in front of me, Aaron, so I won't forget. The webpage is thecampingcrew.ie. Our email address is campingcrewpodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, we're at The Camping Crew. On Instagram, you'll find us at The Camping Crew Podcast. And you'll find us chatting away there and joining conversations and posting on a weekly basis in all the good motorhome and camping groups on Facebook.
And remember, we have campsitereview.com. We have a forum there. It's free and it always will be. And then on YouTube, it's Charlie and me, our camping vlog. Every Friday, we've got a new video coming up. This Friday is Streamstown in Ross Grey. And can we remind you again, it's bannobay.ie, September 2nd to 4th for the next Charlie and me Camping Crew Podcast meetup. We would love to see you guys there, but you guys are getting first dibs. We'll mention it possibly on Thursday evening or Friday evening on the YouTube channel. That is it, episode 160. It's great to be back off the holidays. It's great to get back out camping again. If you see myself or Chris on a campsite, please do call over and say hi. From me, Aaron Birchall, stay safe.
Yeah, and it's a good way for me, Chris, and we hope that you're enjoying the podcast. If you are, please get in touch with your any reviews and all the bits and bobs Aaron said, but more importantly, subscribe and tell your camping friends all about us.
Well, that's it for another podcast from The Camping Crew. Thanks for listening, and do join us again very soon. Safe camping.